whatever prayer you have done in the past, may it be happen to me and all sentient beings. All sentient beings. To me and all sentient beings. Like this means. And then whatever prayer I have done, may it be actualized immediately. By saying whatever prayer I've done, may it be exercised immediately. That sort of there are many prayers done for oneself as well as for other sentient beings in the daily life. so that to be successful that. The colors and mudras. I can't say which one's correct because the different texts sometimes they come different in the Tibetan text. the different texts comes my pants like different like that. You see, so I can't say which because I haven't met the seven medicine Buddhas. And ask them what's your mudras, what's your colors, what is your everyday colors. So I think the basic one is as you see here in this text, you can follow to that. The main point is this Buddha, this is that Buddha. You see, there's some idea of the color and the mudra. So they come to the highest tantra, so generation stage, two stages, generation stage and the graduate completion stage, so graduate the generation stage, gross and subtle. So subtle either the lower tip of the center channel or upper tip of the center channel. So they say such a master seed drop the so one visualize that whole entire mandala and one sort of state, you see. So clear every single details that who and where that realization and stable concentration. So then so there's like this, and then that please put in preparation for completion stage, and then the clear light of the aspiration of body and aspiration of speech, and then aspiration of mind, the clear light, and illustrated body, unification, those two, and then, so when one has achieved the illustrated body, then the subtle mind is able to do, the subtle body, able to do, practices, activities, and you know, without depending on gross potency. then unification. so able to manifest this so many, you see, forms, you know, lots of deity, and so the unification of then when you achieve it, by training mind that unification of normal learning, then say so there's no after the subtle negative imprint by delusion of that is removed, ceased, and which projected towards to view the inherent intellectual appearance. there's no resistance to that extremely subtle, you know, wind in the body. There's no resistance, so it covers. So there might be subtle bodies though. Anyway, so it's a subtle wind body, you see, in their whole body. So other, anyway, so the no obstacle, no resistance in that. so anyway, you can understand from that, and then the subtle mind, of course, then see, how could there be, you know, the doesn't have obstacles, no resistance. Of course, how the mind could have resistance. See. So, you know, that's the kind of tantra, according to tantra. So the unification, there's a part of unification and unification normal learning. So you can see from the High Tantra how the Buddha is a, how the Buddha cover, how the Buddha, you know, the you know, there's no place where there's no Buddha, you know. Not only omniscient mind seeing from distance, not that. that can see everything, not just that, you know, from distance, not just that. That's covered, omniscient mind cover all the phenomena. You know, there's no place where there's no omniscient mind. so that one seems, because of this extremely wind, you know. so beyond from obstruction, beyond from resistance. so anyway, these things are very secret. The point of tantra. so without great initiation, without high tantra initiation, it will be revealing secrecy. But anyway, I'm not sure what happened. so you cannot really clarify this. That ultimate secrecy, talking about what is Dharmakaya, that's ultimate secrecy. Only you can understand what is exactly, only from the highest tantra explanation about Dharmakaya, from the Sutra, even though one can do very extensive study, but there's Buddhist qualities, but I think you can't really get the subtle, the, you know, the very point, the clarification, only from the highest tantra. so therefore, what I'm saying is that, you see, the medicine that's was there in the little pages. We don't have, we don't, our mind is obscured. Obscured, that, you know, defilements are blocked to see the, you know, all the deities. So medicine Buddha is always there in front of us, you know, on our crown in front of us. It's always there, and why we do invocation, why we invoke that there, I think it's for our ordinary mind, you know, like, and so that makes it more to, it helps to have more faith, you know, we invite, we invoke, you see, to invocation, so that, so the, even spirits, you know, when you think of name of the spirit, when you think of name of the spirit, you see, the immediately interest in the medium's body. When you think of the name of the spirit, you see, the ordinary spirit, you know, some sort of being. If you think of the name of that particular spirit, you know, you want to, you think of that, you see, to involve, then it just comes immediately, take interest in the medium's body. So, so even the spirit can do that. Of course, when we, you know, when we mention, say, when we invoke Buddha, you know, no question. you know, ordinary spirit who are not free from samsara can come immediately, can see that you can see from far, can see, they have ordinary kind of clairvoyance, so can see predators, like predators, they have ordinary clairvoyance, you know, like that, not through meditation or anything, just their karma. So, during that status. So therefore, of course, when you mention the name of the Buddha, you know, when you invoke, no, there's no question who is omniscient mind, and that can see all the past, present, future existence, you know, directly and unmixed. You know, all the karmas of each individual beings, you know, can see each, every subtle karmas of every, the numberless sentient beings, each sentient beings, even the subtle karmas, or can see directly without mixed up, you know. So, so no question that they're really there. Where you visualize, you see, as you involve, you know. Especially mentioned the name involvement, you see, no question. Even without that, they're always there with you. They're always. always with us, you know, wherever you are. There's numberless Buddhas with oneself, wherever you are. So, when the times when our mind becomes more and more pure, then we're able to see more and more. When our mind becomes more pure, then we can see Buddha's form, the Buddha in the form, from the aspect of Buddha. Then other than that, what left to see is just a statue, representative of that statue, of that deity or Buddha. Then, well, as you mentioned, the teachings, other sentient beings, animals like that, it is said that they cannot see even the statues. Other sentient beings, like the animals like that, so there are other sentient beings who cannot see even the statue of Buddha, which we can see. So it is said, therefore it is said, these are manifestations of Buddha. said that way. the manifestation Buddha. So this according to karma, that what we see now, all these hundred objects is going to account to our present karma. that state of mind. even we cannot see actual living Buddha in that, in that adorned with the science exemplifications or in that aspect, deity, whatever. Many of the symptoms cannot see even the hollow object, the statue, Buddha, stupas Buddha, you see, cannot see the text. don't have karma, don't have karma to see mind's obscurity. So that, when we think of that, or even human beings, in the world, there's so many human beings who don't see even statue of Buddha in their life at all. Even statue of Buddha, you see, that form cannot see in whole life. no opportunity at all to live, to purify mind by seeing, to live imprint of, to plant seed of enlightenment, liberation and enlightenment. They don't have, so many human beings don't have even that karma. So therefore, when we think of those symptoms, we don't have opportunity, then we see how we are, extremely unbelievable fortunate that we can some ways pure comparing dim, other symptoms. so able to see that much object and the opportunity to collect merit everyday life, day and night, at least from one's own side, one doesn't do the practice, making offering prostration, taking the opportunity to look at it and to purify the mind and to plant seed of enlightenment, there's causes to have realization, so it was mind. except from one's own side who doesn't have the opportunity, but otherwise, one can see all the time, and one can have so many whole objects, And which gives unbelievable opportunity for quick enlightenment, which makes it so easy to create the cause of all the happiness, so easy, and to achieve enlightenment quickly. It's so precious, unbelievable precious what that we have these whole objects and that we can see these whole objects, so the precious so that shows how we are so fortunate. Unbelievable fortunate, that. and then as our mind develops, more and more develop. As I mentioned by Pabongka, the Jinyingbo in the liberation poem, that the meditator who entered in the Mahayana path, the small, the first was path of merit, Mahayana path of merit, and the small, middle, and great, And the one who exercised the great one who exercised the great the part, mind part of merit, merit, then that Buddha, you know, that Bodhisattva, that material, able to see the statues that we normally see, you know, for that mental, able to see Nimanaka aspect, you know, with the holy science exemplifications. And then when that meditator went, he would see, achieve the Mahayana rising path and able to see so it, I said he or she, but, and that can be related to the tantric part. So not just that. So the see the you know, the statues in some of the aspect, you see, that time. So that, then, of course, when that meant to you know, become enlightened, of course, then become that meant his mind become oneness with, let's say, mixed with the other, you know, the Buddha's, the mind, one. So, Keith Selmer said that there are two types. Some today accept the oneness with the Buddha, some they don't accept that. But the Papanka symbol, you know, explains the mix, you know, become enlightened, so all of that. So I say, I follow towards that, you know, say explanation. in the material Buddhist teaching that Dodo Jin, there's such a remember the words, that quotation is very powerful, that all the waters come from, you know, spring or river, all different waters all come in the ocean in the one. So that, and then one sun, but the beams reached everywhere, you know. So from Dharmakaya manifest, you see all various forms, and then liberate the sentiments, bring them to enlightenment. So Bhagavan Gita Jinnyam will expand the liberation path. As you remember that, so every day, okay, at your own house, you see, issue all ties. You must look, don't think that, you know, or the, I know that they are there, but you must look every day, must look at them. so it's emphasized to see the whole of the, you know, even that you're in your room, you see, look at them. see, and then look at them. So see, as I mentioned last night, that unbelievable marriage, what you collect, pure mind and plan of seed of enlightenment, just by seeing that, you see. Plan of seed of enlightenment. Plan of seed of enlightenment. So plan of seed of enlightenment doesn't mean just the enlightenment itself. what does it mean? Is it, yes, That's the ultimate, you know, goal to be achieved. But see, I think it contains, you know, causing, it causes, you see, to achieve realization of the whole path of enlightenment. For example, we normally say, for example, yes, you know, when you offer one incense, one flower, water, whatever offering you do, or prostration, respect, you see, whatever you do, you know, a statue, a picture of Buddha, or stupa, or scripture, the minute as soon as you offer to the holy object, whether they're actually there or whether you visualized, your Buddha visualized, you see, whatever. first, I saw a statue, So for example, as soon as you offer, you know, whatever, you know, one tiny rice, one tiny incense of flower, you see, whatever. As soon as you offer that thing in Buddha, you know, or when we make food offering, tea offering, whatever, fruit or whatever, you know, chocolate or biscuit, whatever, offering. But, you know, as soon as we offer, yeah, it becomes cause to achieve enlightenment. It becomes cause to achieve enlightenment. So that means that how can you achieve enlightenment without exercising the path? Oh, you see. So become cause to achieve enlightenment means it becomes cause to achieve guru devotion, three planes of path, two stages, tantra, everything. From beginning to end, everything. You know, whatever you offer, the minute you offer, cause to achieve all that. So therefore, that is for the objects. You know, whatever, big or small, whatever. So start to see, whether it's small, big, whatever material. So there is so you can see. So you can see it's you know, the most precious. These are more than the wish fulfilling jewel. You know, if you find the wish fulfilling jewel, see, by praying you can get all the enjoyments. You know, Mercedes cars. How many Mercedes car? The wrong one, what do you call? Limousine, the many windows. The many windows. And how many limousine? How many limousine you want, you know? How many swimming pools you need? Or what else? Motorcycles? I'm joking. how many enjoyment? You know, you're praying. But then you might be thinking, due to the power of this, which can do. But of course, it's based on your karma merit. Because if you have karma to have your karma, you have karma to have that, means you have karma also to have all those enjoyments. So anyway, so these holy objects, you know, far more precious than skies, you know, numberless which grand jewel. Let me see. these holographs can benefit you. What benefit you get from this is limitless skies of benefit, you know. Cessation of all the, you know, all the delusion, all the karma. You know, no defilement, which has no beginning, which has no continuation has no beginning, and ceases all the sufferings, which continuation has no beginning. You see, so this whole object, this effect of what you get from them. You know, all the realizations from beginning to end of the enlightenment. You know, then you are able to enlighten. Able to liberate the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. So these are how precious this whole of justice is, beyond from words. What it does to you, this is the benefit you get, what you get. Beyond from our concept, it's definitely beyond from our concept. Unimaginable, can never be finished explaining the benefit that we get from them. So, extremely precious. So therefore, to have many as possible, and that's that. You see, we talk about good luck, success. We talk about good luck and success. You know, the feng shui and this and that. You know, many things. You see, many things. You know. Whatever you do for good, some people they don't know how to make good luck, but they just continue life, but they don't know how to see this, how to help. So they don't use feng shui or other things, but you know they have their own way of how to want their own understanding of how to make a life successful anyway. Even they don't believe in feng shui or other things, you know. the other stuffs. So they have their own connotation of, this way then I can be successful. Or I studied this, so I can be successful. Or, you know, to a successful job or this and this. Yeah. So they have their own way of interpretation as a method to be successful. However, so if there's no merit, good karma, no merit, you cannot have a good doctor that can cure you. The doctor that can cure your sicknesses, that won't happen. If you don't have merit, I'm saying, even you find doctor but cannot cure the disease, if you don't have merit. If you don't have merit, even the feng shui is done, that's only just external arrangement. So therefore, that alone cannot, you have to merit it first, you have good karma first. So, you have a good karma first. Then you can have a correct person who does correct feng shui. This is an example, but like this, then same with all the rest. Same with the Dharma. by having merit, then if there's no merit, then cannot find right spiritual friend, you know, virtuous friend, you know, to reveal Dharma, to show the path to liberation, to enlightenment, path to happiness. The very first thing, path to happiness, not path to suffering, method which brings only in, leads in suffering, you know, lower realm suffering and samsara, causes to be born in samsara, to experience samsara suffering, not just that. So, nityam, without marriage cannot meet, you know, unmistaking guru, they're revealing the right path, you see, cannot. So you have to have a so everything you need to have merit. These whole objects, and say, by having this, makes life so easy to collect merit and to create a cause of all that, to create a cause of any happiness. And say, all the success, all the, one can create all the good, you know, the good luck or say good. Merit or the fortune or whatever it's called, you know, fate or whatever. So, and Pabanga teaching book, in the Lama teaching emphasizes that the whole objects, you know, she should treat them like, say, not a statue but actual living Buddha. Respect and and that becomes cause sooner or later to actually see as Buddha. You know, treating them as actual, respect, you see, and actual living Buddha. Then see, sorry, it got expanded, because it got it become so what I was saying before. So one can do, see here, what, because, you know, I think, you know, when we were, you know, there was, from the international office, you know, checking about the colors and the mudras, I think there was different texts. So anyway, I think that's not, really a problem. Maintain just the focus on the you know, thing of the deity itself. That. So it can be followed on the basis here. If all other texts is one way, and this is only different, then maybe this could be mistaken. But I think there might be, different in context. And may find. Okay, please continue.
So we have reached a third. Fully realized destroyer.
Something as yesterday I introduced. the same idea of the first focus on the hallucination. What I mentioned yesterday, so first watch, look at the eye, look at the eye, aggregates, each of the aggregates. Down the limbs, down to the particles of the atoms, and the particles of that atom. Look at them. Look at them, how they appear to you. And then also down to the split seconds of consciousness, and then and the split seconds of that consciousness. So all that. So how they appear to you, how they appear to me. How they appear to me, how I believe. How I believe, or same, how my mind apprehends me. So, on the merely imputed eye, there is hallucination. You know, there's projection in it, truly existent appearance. On the middle level, I guess, there's a true existent appearance. So, on the middle level form, there's true existent appearance.